Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director Gregory Z. Smith to talk to us about future plans for Doña Ana Arts Council. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. Great to be here.
You're welcome. Tell us about your new location.
Tell you what, we really lucked out. We were looking at a number of different locations. We'd really had a great run there in Mesilla, and then we were able to talk with the owners of this property, and they were willing to work with us. So that was Norman Todd and his wife, Georgette Malili, and their sons, Chris and Bobby Todd. Very big supporters of the arts and the Arts Council. They were just really great to work with. They got a new wall put in and some lights. And so we really look like a very professional gallery. And we've just been getting so many compliments from people coming in and also a lot of excitement from the artists who've been showing here. So it's really, really been very, very rewarding for us. And it's in a highly visible location. We're basically adjacent to the Arts and Cultural District, which is really important to the Arts Council.
And that was an old bank building?
It was. Formerly, it was originally built as the SunWest Bank back in the 1980s, and then that was followed up by the Bank of America. So we've had a number of people come in and say, yeah, I used to bank here. Sure looks different. Yeah, it's been a real treat to see people appreciating the space, talking about how, you know, when it was the bank that they came to, how it's different from now. But also, what a great place for showing the art and where we hope eventually to have some neat performances. We had somebody playing the piano when we had our second Saturday opening, and it really was, you know, the sound was good. It was nice to have live music in the space, so we're looking forward to when we can do that on a larger scale. Obviously, now we're making sure we never have more than 10 people in the gallery at one time. And on Saturday, there were a couple of points when we were at that number. We actually had one point where two people were coming in and two other people were going out. I was like, phew, those two people are leaving because those other two people can come in now.
So you're at 250 West Amador Avenue.
That's correct. It is a fabulous location. Someday somebody is going to do something really neat with the old Doña Ana County Courthouse, which is across the street, a WPA project, in the Pueblo Revival style. And so someday that's going to be a wonderful neighbor. Work continues, even though it's slow, but work continues on the Amador Hotel, which is another neighbor. We're also looking at commemorating the Amador family because their family home is where one of our parking lots is now. It really would have been wonderful if the home could have continued. We would have figured out a way to park cars. But as it is, we have that history. It was right there across Water Street from the hotel. So we've got a lot of neat history here and a lot of excitement about what we're doing with the arts. Really, really kind of an exciting time to be where we are doing what we're doing.
Even though we're in the midst of the pandemic. And what are your current gallery shows coming up?
Well, we've got this one currently with Richard Harris. He's done a lot of watercolors and some other works with, and mostly birds, but not entirely. And we just had Mary Beagle's show, which was also very successful. And in November, we're going to be having two great artists, Jan Archie and Vicky Morrow. They're doing something called Interpretations on a Conversation. So we're going to be seeing three-dimensional art in that one. It was great to have the sculpture pieces that Mary Beagle had, and then we've got some of the clay art and some gourd art on display, 3D art. It will be nice in November then to have their work on display in ceramics and other materials in the 3D range. So, yeah, we have different things coming up each month. Please be sure to check out our website. That's where those things are listed, and you get to find out a little bit more. Oftentimes, we have a great gallery there of some of the art that's going to be available. And again, that site is www.daarts.org. We have great shows planned pretty much all the way through 2021 at this point. People are excited. Of course, the ones that we have coming up this year were already scheduled, and the ones coming up next year we have been scheduling, but people are really excited about being in the new gallery.
And there's an art car show coming up?
Well, we're doing that basically as part of our auction for the Renaissance Arts Fair. So the car is being worked on as we speak. I'm going to get with the artist, Luis Navarro. We're going to look at the car and what he's planning for it. I'll give him the okay to go forward. But we're really excited about his work and what he's planning to do with the car. I've been dropping hints to people about how much the space industry has been important to Las Cruces in our area and what might be happening with the car. So I don't want to give away too much, but let us say that we're looking at some iconic images from our area, as well as looking to space, and that the car, which is a plug-in Prius, will be then, we're looking forward to having it, to be able to drive it on the streets in our community, and hopefully people will see it and want to check it out as part of the auction. We're putting the car up for auction. It's been donated, and so we're going to be giving part of the sale price as a commission to the artist. But most of the sale price will be going to the Arts Council.
So I understand that's going to be a preview week starting October the 23rd for the online auction with the Mesilla Valley Estate Sales. And
correct.
Then bidding will start November the 1st and ending on...
That's right. Dia de los Muertos. We won't have as many neat things going on with Dia de los Muertos this year, but when you're feeling sad about all of that, come check out the auction and see how quickly the bidding takes off on that and some of the other things that we will be auctioning off for the Renaissance Arts Fair. Since we can't meet in person, we're hoping that it'll be fun for people to check out the auction and some of the contests that we'll be having on.
And that will be virtually online.
Yeah. The only point that we'll have much human contact, unfortunately, is when people will be picking up their art. And, of course, we'll be maintaining distances and wearing masks and all of those kinds of things. But this year, this is what we've got to do. We're trying to make the most of it, trying to have fun with it.
So a lot of changes with this pandemic, a lot of virtual things, and you'll have the virtual 49th Annual Ren Fair as well. And the money raised supports the children's arts programs.
That is correct. We have several things that we do. We have a career art paths program that Jordan and his late wife Marion Woolley got us started on. And so that helps young people see ways that they can pursue art as a career. We also have had the Missoula Children's Theater in the past, and we look forward to having that again this coming year. And the Opera Storytellers is sort of a thing that grew out of the Santa Fe Opera people coming here in the past. So we work with people from NMSU to work on how people tell stories through opera. We also have some programs helping young people at the La Casa family, center that help families dealing with domestic violence and that sort of thing, and as one of the therapeutic kinds of things, then helping young people through art. This year, we're working on a way to do that with art kits and small groupings of people, so like one family at a time as opposed to a whole group. We're really trying to be very careful about the virus and how we work with people, but we also know that some of the things that we're doing in situations like that really make a difference for folks. So, yeah, young people are really a big part of what we do. And, of course, we also do educational things and performance types of opportunities for people of any age in the family. But, as I said, anything that involves a group is going to be seriously curtailed this year. And hopefully we'll be getting back to that next year or the year after. Next year, I suspect, is going to be sort of an easing back into kind of thing, at least at the early part of the year. Hopefully by our 50th anniversary Renaissance Arts Fair in November of 2021, we should be back to where people are able to more freely and safely circulate.
So your virtual gallery is at your website, daarts.org.
That's correct.
And you're still looking for more volunteers.
We always appreciate volunteers. We have people who help us in a variety of ways. And that is rewarding for us because they get to see what we're doing, they get to be engaged, and we then get to meet people and talk with them about what they're doing in the community. And we get a better result. Sometimes we don't have time. We're rushing around. Like when we moved into this wonderful new location, I set up a kind of a library area with a lot of the art books that have been donated and we've accumulated over the years, and we have quite a selection. And I just sort of threw them onto the shelves, and then we had a wonderful volunteer come in, and she got so into it, she says, you know, I'm going to get a couple of little decorative items to put on the shelves with the books. So she got very much into sorting the books, separating them out, and including some little art items with them, which makes for a very nice art library, really. But that was one thing. And certainly this year we don't have the volunteers with the Renaissance Arts Fair in the park, but we can still use volunteers in a number of ways to help with the auction and with some of the other activities that we will be doing virtually. So, you know, keeping the human contact level low, but still there are opportunities for people who want to help. We always appreciate it.
You said you had some future plans for Doñana Arts Council?
Yes. Well, you know, we are so fortunate to be in a community that appreciates the arts the way this community does, and we have so much artistically happening here. Sometimes it's just sort of a shame that more people don't know about it. What we're hoping to do is be part of that greater awareness and that greater connectivity. And really, I would like for the Arts Council to be part of how we do things like studio spaces and living spaces for artists. And so we have lots of opportunities like that coming up, as well as the performing and culinary and literary weaving, just various art forms in addition to what we're mainly focusing on right now, the two-dimensional and three-dimensional art in the gallery. There's so much more that we are looking forward to being able to do as the COVID passes and we're shifting back into a world where we can do more things, where we're interacting with other people.
Well, again, thank you so much, Greg Smith, Executive Director, Doñana Arts Council. And we look forward to the virtual 49th Annual Ren Fair as well.
Thank you, Emily. It's always a pleasure.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.